I want to begin this series of talks by not just commenting upon the unfortunate or giving you information, but also giving you some experiential flavour of our work. So to begin with, I'd like us to perform a meditation together, if you're willing to do that. If so, I'll just turn the lights down. And what I'd like you to do is to close your eyes and just, to whatever extent you can, just start relating to your body. Coming out of the busyness of the mind, inclining yourself from the outer world to the inner world. I want you to imagine, in a sense, that you are, instead of coming to a talk tonight, coming to a lodge meeting of the Fraternity of the Inner Light. So I invite you to pay attention to your body's contact with the chair, contact between your skin and your clothes, even the contact between the air and your skin. Bringing yourself into relationship with the sensation of touching and being touched. Letting the mind slow down, let it come into the active stillness of the body, the present moment awareness of the body. Touching and being touched. As you listen to the sound of my voice, becoming aware also of the sense of hearing. Letting hearing combine with touching, letting touching support hearing as you enter into the presence and being nature of the body. Your eyes closed, including also the sense of seeing. You may see vague colours or greyness or blackness, or you may see vivid inner images. Just allowing seeing, letting it combine with hearing and touching. Hearing, seeing and touching. Coming into relationship also with the sense of smell and the sense of taste as you pay attention to the nose and the mouth. Letting smelling and tasting combine with seeing, hearing and touching. As you enter into the mysterious nature of the body, into present time, the present time that is timeless. And as you do that, imagining that you have, instead of coming to a talk, that you are sitting, waiting for a lodge meeting of the Fraternity of the Inner Light. Like all brothers and sisters in the lodge, you are dressed in an indigo robe that represents stillness, concealment, moving into the internal. If your mind is very visual, you might visualize strongly the indigo robe. Or if your mind is kinesthetic, you may just feel the robe upon your body. And as you sit there in the indigo robe, you begin the primary exercise that any brother and sister of the inner light would perform before lodge. You step into the magical personality, the form that is the chalice that bridges between the everyday self and the deepest energies of the inner planes. So as you sit there in the indigo robe, you begin to contemplate the hermetic ray, the blue ray of wisdom, the quicksilver energies of Hermes, the deep, clear knowing of Thoth. You align yourself with the clarity of the deep mind, of the focused will. You take your place in the hermetic stream and allow that ray to penetrate the robe and enter deep into the body. You immerse yourself in the hermetic ray, becoming one who works with inner symbols to mediate and join together the worlds. In another moment, you begin to contemplate the green ray, the ray of feeling and emotion, the ray of the nature contacts, the green life that bubbles up from beneath the ground, the ray of earth and air and fire and water, the ray of Pan and the Earth Mother. You immerse yourself in the green ray. You dance with the goatfoot god. You sit at the fire of the Earth Mother. You allow the green ray to penetrate the robe and the body beneath it, balancing the hermetic ray. Then you move to the third ray, the ray of devotion, the ray of the mystical Christ, the purple ray of sacred death and transformation. You allow that ray to penetrate you, crown to foot. You allow it to fill the robe, to move deeply into the cells and bones of your body. You let the rays find their balance within you, noticing your tendencies and noticing the places where your energies are not balanced. Sit within the indigo robe. Sit in the light of the three rays as we open the lodge by calling in the four great archangels. On your right, in the east, I call the Archangel Raphael, healer of God, bearer of the breath of the morning. Bring new life to us. Breathe the breath of the Ruach Elohim, the living breath of the divine. Breathe in that into our lungs and hearts and souls. Seal and protect the quarter of the east. Behind you to the south, I call the Archangel Michael, warrior of God whose face shines like the sun at noon, high priest of heaven. Consecrate this place with fire and light. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. On your left, to the west, I call the Archangel Gabriel. Great cleansing intelligence, pour the crystal waters of the throne upon us, that we may be purified and made fruitful. Guard and seal the quarter of the west. To the north I call the Archangel Uriel, light of God that shines in darkness. Seal and protect this place, that its works may endure. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. Beneath us is the sacred earth. Beneath us the deep mother and the fire from the ground. Above us is the moon, the sun, and the thousand stars. In the center is the flame of Azrael, the sea flame, the watery fire, the fire that is like water, that opens and closes the gates, the fire of transformation. as we immerse ourselves in it, may we greet those who step forward from the inner. Violet of Avalon, Deon non fortuna. The philosopher, the soldier, the chancellor, and all the mighty dead who hold this work. Let us sit together between the worlds. Let us find our own connection with the work and listen from there. And now gradually make the movement from inner to outer. Orientate your senses into the room. And let yourselves listen from the knowing place within you.